it certainly was not my intention. And I lost the seat in 2020, but not by design. I continued to provide a service to the many people who contacted me in my office at my home in Dunloe, and I was always available to them. I had the experience over the years as a councillor, a TD, minister and MEP, and when they contacted me, I was glad to be able to assist them in every possible way. I may have lost my seat, but I didn't lose my contacts, and I didn't have the intention of running again. The party opened nominations for convention some few weeks ago. I didn't seek a nomination, but when the nominations closed, I got a call to say I got a substantial number of nominations, and it's only then I give serious consideration to this. And it wasn't an easy decision. It would have been much, much easier for me to decide that I wasn't going, but I looked at the overall county. We only have one TD. I would be anxious to secure the second seat for the party. My experience over the years will be beneficial to me. If I get through convention, of course, I respect the Dalcanthers delegates and whatever they decide. And if they decide to select me, I will be very happy to be part of the team and to try and secure the seat.
Are you confident that that experience then, if selected, would get you over the line in the election?
Well, of course, I lost the seat the last time by some hundreds of votes. And the last time could have been my own fault. I don't know. I didn't analyse it fully. But it was said at the time that Pat the Cope was safe. It was a winter's day in the middle of the winter. And a lot of the elderly didn't vote because Pat the Cope was safe. Nobody is ever safe. And this time I will be saying Pat the Cope is not safe, and that I will require not every first preference, but indeed preferences. Over the years, I had to depend on votes, not just from Fianna Fáil, but indeed from other parties and those of no political persuasion. And I would hope that those people would place their confidence again in me this time, if selected. And I can assure them that I shall continue to provide the service to individuals, as I did over the years, and of course to work with the other TDs. And I always had a good relationship with other TDs to work in the best interests of the county.
And what would be your main focus then if elected to the Dáil?
Well, it's now about securing the nomination. Then I will have an opportunity to focus in on the issues that are affecting the county, and there are many, but that will be post-convention if I am selected.